Our scripture text is Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 to verse 10. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 to verse 10. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord, and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel, and marrow to thy bones. Honor the Lord with thy substance, and with the first fruits of thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and the presses shall burst out with new wine. The title of my message today is From a Godly Life to a Prosperous Life. Well, we have known about the tsunami, and much is mentioned. Wonderful that a member of our church and his family went on a holiday to Phuket. But as our church has a special Christmas Eve carol service, they thought they had better come back to join the church in the worship, in the carol service, and by coming back, they were safe. I have also been to Phuket. And one place that is very often mentioned is Khao Lak, where the hotel is built right up to the beach, and only two stories. But I have been reading very thoroughly all the things that happen. The waves are so high that in a hotel which has 10 stories by the seaside, the people escape even to the 7th floor. Because while the 3rd or 4th story is covered by water, the power of the water even shoots up to the 7th. So our brother, who thought we better come back, the Lord blessed them and saved them. On the other hand, I've known of a young person who did not attend the Lord's Day service, but brought his girlfriend to their sorrow that is in Johor for a swim. He plunged into the water, not knowing how strong the current was. It carried him outside to the ocean, and he never came back. So he had a lock drawer, and his family members opened it to see what's inside of the dead man's And they were surprised to see photos of his baptism. And since the members are not Christians, somehow they knew me and they asked me to bury this young man, which I did. And the girlfriend came to the funeral, and she has remained single to this day. Here we learn a lesson. We should worship the Lord without a break every Lord's Day. You come in every Sunday, indeed, is well pleasing to the Lord. Of course, you come here, and the purpose is to worship Him. We should not be like the young man who went swimming on Sunday with his girlfriend. Should a friend from Malaysia come and visit you in order to entertain him and he is a non-Christian, you take him to Sentosa also for a swim. Do you think that is right? Then you have gone astray and you do not in all your ways acknowledge Him. You think you are wise in your own eyes, but you do not fear God and depart from evil. Brethren, we must know that there are many sins of the heart, of the spirit, that are much worse than of the flesh. This is what my teacher, Dr. Chiao Yiming, in theology in Nanking, taught us. Watch out for decisions we make against the Lord. How can we acknowledge Him that He may direct our paths? To be very practical, I suggest we should read one chapter of the Bible each day. There are those who want to finish the Bible once in a year, and they read slightly over 3 chapters. But if we are able to read 1 chapter a day and pray from God's Word, what to do during this whole day from the teaching of God's Word, it is, I think, good enough. It shall be health to the navel, and it will be marrow to your bones. But the majority of our members, we must admit, fail flat because they do not give the time to reading His Word, nor to pray to Him, and left alone when temptation comes in the day, we have no way out, we have no defense. In other words, we may yield because you have not the protection of God's word and prayer. If we have a loving wife and a godly wife who will pray for you as well as you pray for her, I believe it will be a great blessing. Well, I've known of a godly woman who prays for all her children, and God has blessed her family. All the children are successful. And who prays for her husband to keep her, to keep him from the other woman. And the husband admitted to me, at a certain hour, I like to go and see the woman, but somehow there is a restraining power. How wonderful is prayer. Now the second point in my message is, honor the Lord with all your substance. Here, as we have read in the very beginning of the paragraph, honor the Lord with your substance and with the first fruits of all thy increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and the presses shall burst with new wine. On Sunday, when the offering bag comes around, what do we put in? Only our small change. Is that all? We should not rob God. He says in Malachi chapter 3 verse 8. And what do we rob him of? In tithes and offerings. Will men rob God? Of course, no. But we unknowingly rob him. If a church is not liberally supported by the tithes of the people, we cannot accomplish God's work. If missions, which should be the strong part of every church, is not supported by our tithes and offerings, then it cannot go on effectively. We not only do this, as Christians, we should learn how to help one another. And there are members who cannot make ends meet, who are in financial difficulties. It is good for us, therefore, to be involved not only in tithing to the church for missions, but in helping certain members who need our help. And I have seen members of our church who do this in a double measure. And how God has poured down His windows of blessing, opened them that they are not able to receive them. That is what God has promised If you remember my storehouse, that it will have means to carry on the business of God, I will greatly bless you, pour you out a blessing, that you may not have the place to keep. So shall the barns be filled with plenty, and your presses shall burst out with new wine. It is Jesus Christ Himself in Acts chapter 20 who tells us, it is more blessed to give than to receive. This is a great marvel for Christians when they practice this. God will open the windows of blessing and help you. For example, to keep you free from accidents, to preserve your life so that you don't get sick. Many, many things that are not measured in dollars and cents. Prolong your life. So, if we have not lived a godly life and a prosperous life last year, try it out this year and know the difference. Truly, it is a new discovery for many. Let us pray. O Lord, open our eyes that we may see the truth and receive so much more because we do your bidding. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.